Harper Children's Audio presents The Secret Zoo by Brian Chick, performed by Patrick Lawler. Prelude: The Discovery of a Secret. July 18th. Megan raced across her backyard to the tree fort. The wind snapped her pajamas, and the stiff grass pricked her bare feet. At the tree trunk, she grabbed the ladder and peered up. She could faintly see the wooden planks of the fort and, beyond them, the moon and stars. Somewhere up there, she'd left her glasses. At least, she hoped she had. She climbed the long ladder and crawled into the fort. A glint of moonlight pulled her attention to a near corner, where she discovered her glasses lying like a big, crumpled insect. She scooped them up and put them on.
"Oh, thank you! Thank you, thank you," she gasped.
A sudden noise broke through the trees. It was a faint, crackling sound like a piece of dry wood splintering, and it came from nearby, two or three houses down, maybe. Megan stood still and listened. A minute later, she heard the noise again, but this time it was louder.
Crack!
Then she heard a grunt as if someone had been hurt. She ran to the wall of the fort and looked up and down the neighbors' lawns. Nothing. The dark landscape was creepy. She whistled and called her next-door neighbor's dog.
"Patches? Is that you? Are you?"
She heard the noise again.
Crack!
Then a thump, a thud, and another grunt. Megan and her friends kept binoculars in the fort. She found them and balanced the lenses on her nose. Magnified, her neighborhood looked even darker than before, and the houses seemed to be trembling, until she realized that her hands were shaking.
"The zoo," she whispered.
She ran to the opposite side of the fort. The only thing separating her neighborhood from the Clarksville City Zoo was a long, winding concrete wall. From Fort Scout, she had a clear view over this wall. In daylight, she could watch the giraffes, bears, seals, and hippos as they ran, swam, and lazed about. She steadied the binoculars and stared into the zoo. Lamp posts illumined the paths, but the exhibits were too dark to see. She heard the crushing sound again and realized that it wasn't coming from the zoo. She dashed back to the opposite window and scanned the neighbors' yards once more. Nothing. Nothing but grassy lawns, trees, and rooftops. The grunting echoed between the houses. Megan pushed up the binoculars so suddenly that they clinked against her glasses. Now she was more than creeped out. She was downright scared.
"Come on, Meg," she said. "Nothing's out there. Quit freaking yourself," she gasped.
Something was there. Some kind of creature was walking on a gable rooftop three houses down.
"What is that?" she whispered.
She focused the binoculars and discovered five creatures creeping across the roof. A sixth was climbing the branches of the oak tree beside the house, making the limbs break. That was the sound she'd heard, branches breaking. Suddenly, the creature leaped from the shaking tree, flew through the air, and landed on the house with the others. It stomped up to the roof peak and bounded onto the chimney. The other five creatures were small and hunched over. Their long arms dangled at their sides, and as they walked, their shoulders rocked like a seesaw. Megan continued to watch them until she realized what they were.
Monkeys.
It seemed impossible. Monkeys had escaped the zoo and were climbing over a house in her neighborhood. One monkey leaped from the edge of the rooftop. Megan had a clear view of its silhouette in front of the moon. Its feet hit the gutter of the adjacent rooftop with a clang, and the other monkeys followed, effortlessly jumping the distance between the houses.
"No," she said as she stared in disbelief. "Nuh-uh."
The monkeys jumped to the next house, and the next, and then disappeared into the shadows. Silence and stillness descended over the neighborhood.
Noah.
Megan hurried down the ladder and rushed into the house. Her older brother would know what to do,